In this bulletin, the rock star fashion designer Karl Lagerfeld dies, a woman wanted in Chile over kidnapping offences arrested in Australia, and veteran US Senator Bernie Sanders to run for president. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Authorities say they've been in touch with the families of two European tourists missing at a beach near Port Macquarie in New South Wales. A large-scale search for the men from Britain and France has resumed. Both aged 20, they haven't been seen since passers-by found their personal items at Shelley Beach on Monday morning. Inspector Peter Neville from Macquarie Police says it remains a rescue operation.
We will continue throughout today. During the day, we will reassess the results that we achieved through our searches. We will also consult with our experts about search and survivability and those sorts of things, and we'll make assessments throughout the day. But at this point in time, we have not put a time frame on the conclusion of the search.
Australian authorities have reportedly arrested a woman wanted in Chile over kidnapping offences alleged to have been committed during the military dictatorship of Augusto Pinochet. The ABC is reporting that Adriana Rivas was arrested yesterday and listed to appear in a Sydney court. The nanny and cleaner who moved to Australia in 1978 was detained in Chile in 2006 while on a visit, but she returned to Australia while on bail. In 2014, she told the SBS Spanish program she was innocent of the charges, but she defended the use of torture in Chile at the time as necessary. The German global fashion icon Karl Lagerfeld has died. He was 85. Affectionately nicknamed Kaiser Karl, he was artistic director at Chanel for over 30 years, but he also delivered collections for Fendi and the label that bore his name. A British schoolgirl who went overseas to join Islamic State has had her citizenship revoked. Shamima Began's family were notified of the decision in a letter from the Home Office. In a statement, their lawyer says they're very disappointed with the decision and are considering legal avenues to challenge it. Last week, the now 19-year-old was found heavily pregnant in a refugee camp in Syria and said she wanted to come back to the UK. She's since given birth. The mother of American journalist James Foley, who was beheaded by IS fighters in Syria in 2014, Diane Foley, has told Sky News the young mother should be monitored closely by authorities.
Any of these young people who were very involved in the violent jihad, be they as a bride, need to be held accountable and watched very carefully. I feel they could potentially still be a threat to your country and our country. We have to be very, very careful.
United States Senator Bernie Sanders has announced he'll seek the Democratic nomination to run as president at the next election. The 77-year-old unsuccessfully challenged Hillary Clinton for the nomination in 2016. He's told CBS his campaign helped lay the groundwork for the leftward lurch that has dominated Democratic politics in the Trump era.
You may recall that in 2016, many of the ideas that I talked about, Medicare for all, raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour, making public colleges and universities tuition free, all of those ideas, people say, oh, Bernie, they're so radical. They are extreme. The American people just won't accept those ideas. Well, you know what's happened in over 3 years? All of those ideas and many more are now part of the political mainstream.
Marches have been held across France against anti-Semitism. It follows the discovery yesterday of more than 90 graves in a Jewish cemetery in the east of the country, desecrated with swastikas and other abuse. French President Emmanuel Macron has visited the graves and had this to say.
A group of individuals full of hate has unfortunately done what others have done before for too many years. I am here above all as a testimony of solidarity of the whole nation, of our shame to see this, of our determined will to be together in these moments, and also to say here my complete, our complete determination to fight anti-Semitism in all its forms.
France is home to the largest Jewish community in Europe. A series of attacks across France in recent days has alarmed politicians and prompted calls for action against what some commentators describe as a new form of anti-Semitism among the far left and Islamist preachers. After winning last month's Australian Open, world number one Naomi Osaka has been beaten in her opening match at the Dubai Duty Free Tennis Championships. She went down to Frances Christina Mogdanovic 6-3, 6-3. Comes after the Japanese player last week parted ways with her coach. Well, now the weather across Australia. Perth, sunny and 33. Adelaide, partly cloudy and 23 degrees. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 22. Hobart, a possible afternoon shower and 20. Canberra, partly cloudy and 29 degrees. Wollongong, a shower or two and 22. Sydney, a shower or two, 25. Newcastle, showers and a possible storm, 26. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 33. Cairns, hot and sunny, 37. And Darwin, a possible shower or storm and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.